Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's Gospel, our Lord exhorts us to practice spiritual hygiene. Right, he sees the Pharisee, and the Pharisee is all distressed that our Lord did not do the ceremonial washing before the meal. And in fact, this is part of the ceremonial laws that would pass away with the new observance, the new covenant, the New Testament in our Lord's blood. And so he corrects the Pharisee, who is all concerned with exterior observance, and encourages him to take more notice of interior, cleansing his interior, his soul. O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Now today I've noticed that in some churches at least, there is a lot of attention to physical hygiene. You know, you go in, and I think they've actually removed the holy water found from some of the churches and replaced it with the, I'm not even sure what to call it, the sanitizing foam. You know, and it's so advanced, you don't even have to touch it. It's sensory operated. So you just put your hand under and zing, out comes your purifying foam to cleanse your hands, right? Because you're going to have to shake everybody's hand at the sign of peace. And of course, what sense does it make to have the holy water font there if you're just purifying your hands, because the holy water font is not clean. Everybody puts their hands in it and blesses themselves. And there's also advancements in hygiene. When I was a boy, it used to be the moms used to say, you know, cover your mouth when you cough, cover your mouth when you sneeze. Okay, now it's sneeze into the crook of your arm, okay? Cover your cough into the crook of your arm, because we want to keep our hands clean, okay? Well, there is, of course, a place, a time and a place and reason for hygiene and washing our hands before we have a meal. But we need to be attentive first and foremost to spiritual hygiene. Oh, if all of those people who were so concerned about the germs going into church were more concerned about the germs in their souls, right? About going to confession. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they went from the sanitizing foam over to the confessional and received absolution and cleansed and purified themselves spiritually? And that's what our Lord is getting at here. We need to be attentive to sanitizing our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tui.